Hello and welcome to the Digital Marketing Podcast, brought to you by TargetInternet.com. Welcome back to the Digital Marketing Podcast, and this week we've been on the road. Daniel packed me off to London to attend the Marketing Innovation Expo run by uTalk. An annual event, uTalk bring together some of the most inspirational thinkers and speakers in digital marketing. And this year, the focus really was on innovation. This was my first experience of a uTalk event, and I have to say, if this conference is anything to go by, their training programs are really well worth seeking out. If you're curious to know more, check out my write-up of the event on the Target Internet blog. While at the event, I got talking to a couple of organizations nominated for the Marketing Innovation Awards. This week, we're bringing you two interviews that I grabbed in the breakout sessions. I've split these into two bite-sized chunks so you can pick and choose what interests you. First up is an interview with Big Button Media. Big Button run Buto.tv, an online video sharing platform. For those of you who are interested in our Bright Cove interviews earlier, Buto.tv offers a really interesting alternative. Check it out. So I'm joined here at the My Expo, which is an event run by uTalk, and I'm joined here with Will Grant from Big Button. You guys have got a really interesting kind of web property called Buto TV. What is it? What is it, Will? What does it do?
Okay, it's part of a market that's called online video platforms. So it's a web application, so it runs in a browser. You don't need to install any software. And what the platform lets you do is It lets any organization upload all of their video content into one central location. Then they can manage it, publish it out to websites, multiple devices, you know, mobile phones, all that kind of stuff. And then something I didn't really talk about in my little turn on stage there, I didn't talk about the sort of analytics side of it, and that's a really sort of key part of it, is that it's so measurable. You know, you can see who's watching your videos, where they are, how long they're watching your videos for. We map, you know, duration curves and show effectively how interesting videos are. So I think for the first time, people are starting to use video. It's kind of that AdWords culture, you know. Businesses pay for AdWords because they know it gets some results. But, you know, you're only paying for clicks. And I think with video now, you're paying for views. You know, you're not paying £30,000 to have a load of DVDs made and then posted through people's doors. You're only paying when it's actually getting into your consumer's screen.
So Buto TV it makes it simple to put video on my website.
Yeah.
And do you have any of the restrictions with sort of other advertisers getting in the way of videos like you do on YouTube, or is that something that's...
Well, that's the thing. Because we're a paid platform, we don't need to fund it with advertising. So, you know, YouTube is a phenomenal website, and I love it. But for businesses, it's just not ideal. And YouTube, obviously, part of the Google Ad Network, so people can buy keywords and advertise on videos. And we don't do that. We're completely unbranded. In fact, we're actually brandable, so you can actually brand our player with your organization's logo. And so it looks like it's part of your website.
And how do you guys kind of support the sort of international delivery of video?
That's a really interesting question. What we do is we use something called a content delivery network, which is we actually mirror the content onto multiple geographical locations. Mm-hmm. So we have 25 what are called points of presence, or POPs, 25 POPs around the world. Europe, Middle East, Asia, you know, everywhere basically, except in China, hilariously. We do have one in Hong Kong, but we're not allowed in China. But your content gets mirrored across all of those servers. So if you're watching a video in Frankfurt, you're getting it from the server in Frankfurt rather than all the different hops across the internet. I think if you want to get really geeky, there's another stage to it as well, which is our video servers are actually connected with what's called peering. So they're connected by fiber optics directly into the service providers.
Right.
So let's say you're at home on Virgin Media or BT Broadband or whatever. Your video content is going to be coming through a fiber link hooked straight into that ISP rather than across lots of different hops across the internet. So often you see that our video content actually loads in faster than the rest of the page around it because we deliver it in with dedicated servers.
And just kind of explain for our listeners what the kind of payment structure is. Is this a horrifically expensive enterprise to embark in? It's very often, you know, video can be seen as quite a high-tech and expensive thing to get into.
Yeah, definitely. I think also anything with enterprise in its description, you always think, oh, that's got some zeros on the end.
Yeah.
One of the things that we really tried to innovate on was price, and our base package is £99.